What's going on, people, and welcome back to the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Geordie George and the General George, the one and only George. They also call me Big Juicy J, and I'm also known as the Cinnamon Bun Lover. And I'm joined here today by my Shakus.
It's a dance move.
A goat.
I'll Google it afterwards because that.
After last time. I'm not sure.
Yeah, if you're.
I'm gonna go back to that website.
No. I feel like that website needs to be banned. You know,
your representative is.
Yeah, I feel like that website needs to be banned. Still. I feel it's time to get rid of that website, bro.
He's got.
You're done now. My little. Tshakus.
Oh, you pronounce it.
Well, right. That's what the website's saying.
Isn't that those letters normally silent?
Yeah,
like
they
the
are.
And so you might have said it right, to be fair.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my Shakus.
Land or sea?
Airborne.
Oh, so they fly.
So it's a bird.
Pigeon.
Mm-mm. Eagle. Are we even close?
Bird is a bird. I mean, oh. I mean, yeah, you are close. It's a bird. It's black.
We're in the right family.
Yeah. Like, what more do you want?
Falcon.
Mm-mm. Give us another clue.
They normally roll on their own.
On their own.
Oh, vulture all day long.
No.
Vultures rolling like they will eat impacts.
I thought I could. You could see have one vulture by itself, innit?
And they rolled on it. An owl. Mm-mm. I feel like I should be able to get this if they roll on their own.
Yeah. Because eagles are quite.
Yeah, they're individuals. But he said it's not an eagle.
Yeah, they're not really aggressive either.
They're not aggressive either.
Mm-mm. Roll on their own, birds.
Airborne. No, geese are always in.
They're together, packs.
Yeah.
This is hard, you know.
I want to make one more guess, but...
Yeah, let's do one more guess each.
And it's airborne. Because the only thing I can think of that's always by itself...
How many times has he said airborne?
It's peacock. But they don't... they don't...
Are we close with that one?
Do peacocks even fly?
No, I don't think they jump. I was getting to say that was a stupid guess. Thank you very much.
Airborne. By themselves. You got me, man.
Come on, man. I don't like when you not give up too easy, man.
He hasn't even made the suggestion.
Come on, in this life, you never give up. When you're going for these job promotions, you don't give up, do you? No, you keep on sucking off your manager. You keep on going.
You're fucked.
Stop giving up.
And they roll on their own.
That's the part that's got me, though.
Falcon, eagle. You know, when you're at home and you're watching this, you can probably just guess easier. But now I'm here, it's just not coming to mind.
I know that if I tell you like this...
I'm going to get annoyed.
Seagull.
No.
There's always bear seagulls.
Like, when I tell you like this bird, you lot are just going to think, oh my days, like this is easy.
Magpie.
No.
Crow.
No.
It's mad van. A group of crows are called a murder.
Are they?
Yeah. I was watching a show the other day and they said, I thought that's quite dark.
After we guess, I've got a story about crows. They're on job. My last guess, I don't know. A hummingbird.
It's funny.
A parrot.
Yes.
Yes.
See? There we go, man.
Parrots don't roll on their own.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
On
parrots roll in, the ones in London roll in packs. The green ones.
Are they parakeets?
They're part of parrots. They're part of the parrot family. Don't try it.
That's a parakeet then. Like, that's not a parrot. That's a parakeet.
Macaws and that. I've seen them roll together, man.
I feel like on National Geographic, I've seen them.
Yeah, like a couple of them.
But obviously, in your home, you wouldn't have bear parrots because you're a madman.
Exactly.
Also, AK Mr. Make Happens, but I even forgot.
Yeah, it's your boyfriend, the one you come to see. But yeah, on that subject of Crows. I will never forget this. It was so random, yeah. But I remember I was up. You know, sometimes you're just up early.
Mm.
And I was in my garden. I was actually helping my dad do something. And I remember I saw, like, what's those birds that have got really, like, long legs? They're white and they've got, like, a little
bit. Ostrich.
No, no. They ain't flying. It's in London.
He said he woke up earlier, so.
If I woke up and saw an ostrich.
In Norwood.
Arrest me. If I woke up and saw an ostrich, I'm on mushrooms.
By Blue Jays.
No. It was, it's, I don't know what they're called. They're like, they got like a little quiff. But they've got long legs. They got legs like a flamingo.
Oh.
No.
And a Mohican.
Kind of, yeah. They're white with Mohican.
And they got a big
yellow beak. But they're tall. I don't know what they're called.
No, but we have to get it though.
That's going to wind me up.
But I don't know what they're called. So if we say it, I'm not going to know. But you look for it. Tall bird, white. So anyway, I've seen this bird fly over my house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, because it's tall.
Yeah.
You can actually get that. The shadows over is big. The
house, yeah.
So I'm thinking, raw. So this bird now has landed on someone's wall. Yeah.
Bro, heron.
That's heron. You see it? That's exactly what it is. A heron.
In this country? I didn't know. Yeah, no,
I saw it. I swear to God, I saw a heron. Flying. They fly, innit?
Yeah, no, they fly. Yeah, herons fly.
Yeah. It landed on this wall, yeah? And like, it looked like it was well away from where it should be.
You saw it fly, so of course it flies.
Yeah. It landed. Bro, no word of a lie. I was shocked because I'm like, fuck, you know, like seeing that shadow land. About 14 crows, as soon as it landed, just went to it and started beating it up.
Is it?
To the point where the heron was like, ah, and the heron had to fly off.
That's mad.
And I said, crows are on smoke. I've never seen anything like that. It was literally like watching National Geographic. I was like, oh my God. I've just seen an ambush. Crows, when they seem like they might be intimidated, they grow as a group.
Is that what they told you, the crows?
No, but what I saw that day.
An image of him talking to crows. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What I saw that day.
What's happening?
How do you not feel? Talk to me. Talk to me.
They were intimidated and they beat up the heron. They beat it up like badly as well. The heron had a scarper. But yeah, mad. That's something I saw, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of mad. Mm.
So how you lot been anyway?
Oh, fantastic. Never better. Yeah. Never better, man.
Yeah, same as I was last week.
Last week.
High spirits. You not been up to anything?
Nah, not much, man.
Same old, you know.
Same old. Work.
Work, dudes.
Work, gym.
Yeah, work, you know. Just been, you know, I've been laying low, keeping my ear to the streets.
Yeah.
It's good enough. Nah, to be fair, I've been going gym.
Yeah.
We spoke about my skipping. I'm actually going to showcase what I've been getting up to.
Yeah, epoxy
video. So, Ben, if you just put the video up of me skipping, if you can see I'm doing one leg hops now, and I'm also doing one leg hops, alternate hops. I'm also doing the boxing stance as well. So I just want to say my skipping's coming a long way.
But that
I'm
weren't
really
10
happy.
Minutes though.
That weren't 10 minutes.
No. Let me just explain.
And also, sorry.
Whoa, let me finish.
Can
me
you
finish.
Wipe your camera lens next
wait,
time
wait,
you film
wait,
well.
Let me finish. It was
greasy.
I'm sweating. I'm mashing works. When you mash works in the gym, sometimes your phone gets a bit.
No, but that's not sweat. That was oil.
No, it
was deep fat.
I'm mashing a works.
That was chip fat.
No, I'm mashing a works.
That was sweat, bro.
But my skipping's coming on, and I'm happy. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of say that. Anyway, we should get into confessions anyway.
Yeah. All right. Court is now in session.
So, does anyone have anything they would like to confess?
No, I'm on a straight and narrow from last week. Cleaning my act up.
Just think, and remember, it doesn't have to always be a confession.
To be fair,
something you'd like to share.
I think starting from this Monday, I think I'm going to really give it a good go at my diet. because I've got a holiday booked now.
Where are you going?
I'm Coachella again.
Okay, LA, yeah?
Yeah. I'm
When's going to LA again.
It's earlier this time, so I'm going on the 11th of April.
Oh, come.
You ain't got much time.
Yeah, so I'm really going to, I'm going to go hammer the gym and get just proper and sort out my diet and everything.
Can you talk us through your plans with like...
Yeah, what is your plan, yeah?
What you're going to do in the gym.
Well, do you know what, yeah? There's an exercise base. So basically, I'm going to try to start to go to gym again at 5:30 in the morning.
You stopped doing that?
Yeah, so I go at like 8:30 now, but I like 5:30 because
it's out the way.
Yeah, but I feel like it just sets me up nicely for the. So like you see, like people like they speak about, is it endorphins and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like I feel like I experience that a lot, in a sense of I know what that is. Like I can feel
that nice, that tingle, feeling, yeah.
So I'm gonna try go gym again at 5:30 from Monday to Friday, and then I'm gonna link Daniel Ells and do some boxing classes with him. But I need to be careful because my wrists are maybe like just pads.
To be fair, we normally do pads, and I wouldn't suggest sparring if your wrist is bad.
Yeah.
Are we doing gym? Some,
yeah, obviously. Last week didn't happen.
Are we doing?
Yeah, no, 100%, 1,000,000%, like 1,000,000%.
Yeah,
1,000,000%.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
How many rounds of pads do you think like you lot could go until you're done?
Me?
Yeah.
I've never been in a boxing ring, so I don't even know.
We usually do. Well, I haven't gone until like tired, but I think the most we've done is like eight rounds. So it's, yeah, that's not that bad, and then we'll finish off with sparring, so that. Technically, it's more than eight, but yeah, maybe like eight. Mm. But still, so got a long way to go with fitness.
Yeah. So from next week, I'm going to be on that. I found like an Insta page, yeah, and the food looks nice, like healthy but nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, are you going to try and get that person to cook for you, or just copy the recipes?
Yeah. I'll make it myself because I feel like a lot of people feel like when you go to the gym, yeah, you have to eat. Like nonsense, that's not nice, and I'm quite big on my food, so I don't like to eat anything that doesn't
taste nice.
So like I'm not gonna eat nonsense for the sake of, or not nonsense, but healthy food
if it doesn't taste nice.
Yeah, because when I eat, I like to enjoy a meal,
yeah,
or that meal finishes and I'll be like, wow, like that was nice.
Yeah,
and that's everything, like down to my breakfast, that, like my snacks, everything. Like, so, yeah, I'm gonna really try to take it seriously from next month or next week, because what it will be the. Well, it's the 1st of March now.
Yeah,
the cat's out the bag. But
They won't clock.
Yeah, no, they won't.
But it's so from the 1st of March. I'm just gonna go and I'm just gonna get super healthy and strong again.
Fair.
You know, because I'm coming back from my knee injury as well.
Yeah.
I went and played football on Tuesday and...
Was it bad?
No. I done my thing, but the aftermath was...
Oh, you felt sore.
I burst for like 2 days. Burst.
Mm. But like limping back.
Oh, yeah.
Is
burst,
it?
Burst. Yeah, no. So I think I need to...
Rest.
Like, to be fair, they were meant to give me some rehab.
Oh, you was looking for the drugs, innit?
Yeah. No, not drugs. No, like physio stuff.
Where's the list, doc? Where's the list? Line me up, doc.
No, like physio stuff to do, but they haven't.
They haven't done it.
Yeah, I need to speak to them about that.
No, like I've got a confession, yeah. A small one, but I kind of want to get you lot's opinion. So like since I've kind of like become, we're trying to get closer to God. Like, I feel like recently like the temptation of things have become stronger. Which is negative.
What front?
I'd say a variety of things. Like, I just feel like I'm getting tempted to do things that I don't want to do.
But do you know what, yeah? It's nothing's probably changed, but your conscience is probably a bit
more aware now, yeah.
Like, whereas before, you would just do it and not know that it's...
That I was being tempted.
Yeah. But now you're doing it with the conscience of, like, you know that this is wrong.
Yeah. Like, it's mad, though. Because like, I'm having like that, you know, that devil and angel moment. Mm. It's like, no, don't do that. But it was like, come on, man.
It's that calm. Happens though.
When it's calm. Dude, just do your thing, man.
Yeah. Clutter.
No, no, no.
Go on. Go on.
No,
go on,
no. No, but it's just that.
Shagger.
But I feel like, is that a spiritual journey I'm on now? The fact that I'm actually having these thoughts where before, like you said, I wouldn't think about it. But probably, now I'm
be
like,
honest, would you just go and like act on it?
Before it was just anything. But now it's like, this ain't right. Is this right?
But are you still doing it?
No.
Be honest.
No.
Be honest.
No. No. Wait, one more time.
Be honest.
When I say when you say doing it, what are we speaking about?
You said there was a multiple thing. Yeah. So
no, it's just
whatever it is.
Just like aggression sometimes. Like I'm just feel like I get tested a bit.
Aggression.
That's not.
What? So just home. Ah. Fuck.
No. Someone might test me on the road.
What are you?
Like I would think I've had road rage before. You know, have you had road rage?
Yeah, sometimes.
No, but I've had serious road rage. Well, to the point, actually, I don't know if I should be admitting this on the camera. But this point is, I've had road rage to the point where I've got out of the car, and me and a motorcyclist was on Wandsworth High Road. Kicking off.
That's a wide road, you know.
No, but this is
wide road.
No, but the other day, a motorcyclist car off, and I said, "You bastard." I swear to God, I've had road rage, but it's like, maybe this is a temptation from the devil.
Do you know what, yeah? I think what's calmed my road rage down is when I used to drive buses and coaches back in the day, yeah?
Mm.
Because you would get it, yeah? But then you clock, you're in a vehicle that has signage all over it.
Mm.
Add numbers on how to contact.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, the company.
Yeah.
Even says, "How am I driving?"
Yeah, exactly.
0800. How am I driving?
Exactly. So after that, I think I calmed down a lot. But like, I'll get it. But like, literally, it will literally be like road rage, and I will say to myself, "Jordan, it's not that deep."
Yeah, you're gonna lose job.
Yeah, and then no, but that's like trans. Like that's translated it into my car now as well. So
you just take that same.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're in your car. I'm a coach driver. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm a coach driver.
That's right, Jordan.
I got signage.
You used to drive the coach. It's fine.
Yeah, but no, I'm gonna work on this. I'm trying to stay closer to God, and I don't want to get drawn out. As they say,
you suffer with aggression.
Sometimes, like if people piss me off,
What else has made you smash things?
No, it's not even smash things. It's more just aggression. Not hit people. It's just more just...
Abuse people.
No. We're not going to do that. But what we are going to do is I just want to stay closer to God and I don't want to get drawn out.
I think it's because you know how bad certain things are. Mm. Like you're a bit more...
aware.
Yeah.
I want to stay... I don't want to slip.
Just keep arguing with...
What's it called? Backsliding.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
Keep arguing with whoever you're arguing with in your head and don't lose. That's it.
Wait, when you say it like that, but to keep on arguing with who you're arguing with.
He's not lying.
Don't lose the argument with them.
Don't lose the
battle.
Yeah, just keep going, mate.
No, thank you. Thank you. But yeah, all right, cool. I've got a question for you, yeah? But it's kind of like, if you lot got a story for it, let me know as well.
Go for it.
Has your card ever declined in public? And if so, what happened?
Mine actually declined, I think yesterday.
Well, what happened to you?
No, but to
Wait,
be fair,
do you need some money?
No, but to be fair, I've
Ben's
got,
invoice. I've got, it's Ben's invoice.
No, I got different cards, yeah. So obviously, I've been trying to manage my money better, so. Like I've got different cards that I transfer different money to for different things, innit?
Okay.
So like for example, if it's like a weekly allowance.
What would that be roughly for the week?
Like maybe I might transfer like £80.
For the week?
Yeah, no, but this is on like maybe like a food shop. like a food shop.
You have to think about where he works as well, so you can. That makes sense. Yeah.
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 Yeah, like a food shop, or like if I go to the sweet shop or something, or like I buy waters or something like that, then like that's like my spare money. And then if I'm going out on the weekend, then maybe like a bit more, but I didn't transfer.
Did I?
Like I didn't transfer, and like you know, like sometimes like you might like tap your card, but then you're so like confident that you just start to walk out of the shop.
Yeah, because it's gonna go through.
Yeah.
Oh, did it? Excuse me.
Yeah, so I tapped it. Oi, 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 oi! I'm thinking, there's no way he's talking to me.
So yeah, someone else sorted that out.
So I've left the shop anyway.
Oh, you've walked out on that one.
Like, I was in...
That's embarrassing.
I was in, like, Rains Park. And then he runs out.
Oh, that's mad.
Oh, the car's declined. Ooh. But the shop was packed.
Oh.
And he said it now on the street as
well. Yeah.
That's mad.
So,
now he's told everyone about my business.
In Rains Park. The whole of Rains Park knows.
So I've come in now. What? There's no way.
You have to cause a scene back. You have to cause a scene back.
You have to announce in the shop that everything's going to be alright.
I've got savings. ISA. Lifetime ISA.
Not even that. But like, what? Wait, how much was it? Actually, you know what?
Add some. You have to pay for your shopping.
Give me a 1 liter bottle of vodka and 10 Benson heads.
10 Benson.
I'm going to pay for earth shopping as well.
You're fuck.
Yeah.
You don't even smoke.
Give me a pack of fags.
Pack of Kings.
And you know what? And some medicine. Give me some Beechams.
Yeah, you're finished. You know what I mean? Opioids. So, that's opioid abuse.
No, but I didn't get
Beechams. I didn't get
a fags vodka and Beechams.
But you got an announce.
Yeah.
That I'm willing to spend more.
I did top up a bit, and then I paid for it, and it went through. And I made sure I said, "What? All good, yeah?" He said, "Yes, brother, all good." I said, "Thank you."
What about Eos?
Yeah, but you have to, man.
I told it already. Well, I'll say it again. In Last Lounge, one time, when it declined.
Oh, yeah. I remember you did say,
I'll tell two stories. One, where I think I was just buying like a regular like rum punch. Mm. And it declined. And obviously, I think the rum punch is like £10 or something like that. He said, bro, it's declined. And you know how Last Lounge is like, it's
everyone's
packed,
waiting.
And then there's bare people behind you. Yeah, like Reggie's there. Some other people are there.
Splashing the cash. Yeah, bro, licking your lips. Ready.
All of that. Say, yeah, nah, bro. But I said, impossible. I just shouted it out just to make sure. No, guys, I have £10 to buy the drink at the bar. Bro, it's mad embarrassing. But I think, basically, I don't know why. I think I bank with NatWest. They just don't like it when I use my card with their little key card thing. So I tapped it again, or did chip and pin, and it worked. And then the second story is, remember when we was together and you gave me your card and you was like, tap it. Don't put it in the... chip and pin.
No, I don't remember.
Or not, or the other, of course you don't remember. Yes, yeah, so he basically kept, he kept saying to me, don't tap it, or vice versa.
No. I said to you, don't tap, push in.
Yeah.
Because the tap thing was broken.
Okay.
So I've said to Els, please don't tap, take my card. Els has gone there, tapped.
And it didn't go through.
Wait, you said to Els, don't tap.
Push it in.
Wait. Oh, I tried to save.
That's crazy. That's mad. That's mad. Absolute mad.
Don't tap.
Absolute
chip and mad. Pin. Not push it in. Chip and pin. Mad. Don't tap. Chip and pin. Don't tap.
I'm gonna say, don't tap. Push it in.
Don't tap. Oh. Chip and pin. Chip and pin. Madness. We love a chip and pin.
Absolute madness. Chip and pin. Madness.
Oh, I just tried to save you there, but it was
madness. Too.
But I was like, no. Oh, sold it.
Oh. But yeah, and then the guy then told me, no, your card's declined. I made it clear. This isn't my card. I turned around and said to Fionn, hey, can you come and sort this? And then,
we sorted it.
But it's just mad embarrassing when they do that because there's no kind or quiet way to do that in that kind of setting.
Mm.
No, it happened to me one time in Lidl. So it was, but it was one of them ones.
That's bad, by the way.
It's bad. Yeah, it's bad. But it was one of them ones where you're like, so how I do my thing here, obviously, I've been quite, I'm building up my credit up, and I've done a good job, to be fair, where I will set an allowance on my credit card and spend, like, let's say my credit limit's like 2 bags. I'll say that every month I'll spend 5 bills on my credit card and pay it off before the due date, innit?
That's what you're supposed to do.
So that's like my, that's my, how I manage my credit card. But obviously, when you pay off your credit card, it doesn't register on the credit card until maybe 2 days. So I've paid it off, but it's not registered on there. So I've gone to Lidl's shopping now, and the thing is, I ain't done a proper shop. I'm talking chewing gums, I think it was a Lucozade, and a pot noodle. We don't have to talk about that part anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what you're bringing your credit card out for. Not for petrol.
Listen,
not
listen.
For, not for that whole chicken. Sweet shop.
Pot noodle.
And when I say to you, so I put my credit card in and it's declined. But you know the ones where, you know when you've got the barriers to cut it off between the next person? So my thing's looking small, the gap's tight. So imagine a pot noodle, chewing gums and a Lucozade.
What flavour pot noodle?
It's always got to be the chicken and mushroom.
Okay.
Wait, so this is a regular thing for you?
No, not always. But if I had to pick pot noodle, that's the one to take though. Chicken and mushroom. Would you not go for that one?
Yeah, I haven't had pot noodle in time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the pot noodle.
Yeah, the range.
I think I've had that once in my life.
I bang
pot noodle
into me, but yeah.
Not pot noodle.
Nah, not pot noodle. That's the trenches.
So anyway, my card's declined. And I'm like, no, I've literally just topped this back up. What are you talking about? She said, nah, sorry. Try again. I've tried again now. And then, you know, it's now, there's a queue building up. People go, oh. You know when people are like that? So now, I'm literally thinking to myself, oh, shit. So I've gone to my banking app on the credit card thing. And I've seen it's still not registered. So I said, shit, just bear with me. Let me just transfer some money over. And I paid it. And I said, cool. But literally, I said to myself, after that, I'm only going to use that card once it's gone back, once it's registered. Because that there, getting your card declined on a pot noodle, embarrassing, bruv. Yeah.
That's mental.
Yeah, it was mad embarrassing.
I might, even as the cashier, I might have said, just take it. Because clearly, God, you're going through something. If you're trying to buy a pot noodle,
and it's been, 100%.
You need this pot noodle.
Yeah.
Just take it.
Yeah.
And, go on, just flee.
And out,
And it's pop noodle, a Lucozade, and chewing gum.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I know a few, and he will boil the pop noodles in the Lucozade.
Oh my God.
That's mad sugar. Actually, mad sugar. So wait, my question to you guys is, what would you say is a comfortable amount to live off in the UK?
It depends, though.
I'll say
London. London's a better idea because we don't know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, London. Yeah, London. Yeah. So, what is a comfortable amount for you to live off in London?
A month.
No. Yeah. Like per annum.
Maybe like 60k.
I'd say in London, realistically. As an adult, yeah. As a self.
Is that 5 bags.
No.
No.
That's like 3.
What? 60k, 5 bags.
It's like 3 and maybe
6, 5 bags is 100 grand a year, bro.
Like
after tax.
Three and some change.
Yeah, no.
If you got student finance.
If you're on 100 bags, you're earning about 833 before tax. And that takes you to about 5 grand. And that's 100 grand.
No, 5 bags is...
Bro, I'm telling
you.
You
can do salary cut.
We're talking about before and after tax, by the way.
So after tax.
Yeah, your 5 bags. No, 60k is 5 bags.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But after tax is about 3, 6.
Oh, yeah.
I would say to live off London as a self-sufficient adult on your own, you got to be earning minimum 55. Or you're going to be struggling. Because you won't be able to... You'll be living in a... If you live anything under that, you'll be living in a room. I've done the maths.
I was talking to my friend the other day. Yeah, she lives in Leicester. She's like, she's buying a house.
Must be cheap. Must be like 20 bags you can buy it for.
But when she told me what salary she's on, I said, this is crazy.
What kind of salary if without revealing her business?
I think she said like 31 or 32.
And she's buying a gaff.
Yeah.
But the gaffs up there, the gaffs up there are cheaper though.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, like, but it's like, but in London, like for us to grab like the kind of house that she's grabbing, you got to be on like double.
80 up.
Yeah.
It's hard, man.
Even my friend that moved, so he's originally from Ireland, moved back to Ireland. He rents a whole house out for like £500.
Yeah.
Like, you're all laughing.
Yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard, man. I think as an adult, it's hard to, if you're not earning like, and the thing is, if you got a partner, it helps. But if you're just on your own as a single person, it's very, very, very hard.
Some people stay in their relationships.
Yeah, like I saw recently a stat that divorce rates and breakups are now being reduced because more people are willing to stay together just so they can live in a house.
But do you know what, yeah? There's a lot of people...
Domestic violence will be through the roof, though.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of people that are...
It will be, though.
That are broken up. But they just still live together.
Yeah, because of the cost of living.
That's rough, you know.
Yeah.
That's very, very rough.
But yeah, to answer your question, as I say about that, 55, 50. I was at 50, 50. But even that, not a lot of people are earning 50 bags a year.
Not a lot.
And that's...
Some people may act like they are, but yeah, I promise you.
And 50 bags a year is not bread. It's that free too.
No, because if you have, especially after, say like you have a mortgage.
Or rent. That's a bag plus.
You got a car, you got to feed yourself. God forbid you got kids. Mm. You're in the mud.
If you got kids, just
No. Because you know what he's gonna say. All I can know, the next thing Jordan's gonna say is gonna be linked to an orphanage. That's it. If you got kids,
we won't delve into it.
If you got less than 50 bags, the kids are gonna be linked to an orphanage.
A lot of editing. Yeah, someone actually put it in perspective for me the other day. Nursery fees, yeah.
Yeah, I heard a lot about them.
You could go on holiday every single month of the year while they're in nursery because it's like...
It's like 8 bills or...
Let me Google it.
8-9 bills, yeah.
My phone right here. But yeah, I know it's just, yeah. Average nursery fees.
But it's mad because you actually... Like, some of my friends, yeah... That's had kids. I noticed the difference when their kids have gone to nursery.
How? What in the parent?
No, in the child. Like just the way that they speak, like the stuff that
good
they
or learn. Bad. Good no, or bad.
Because they're socializing and learning new things. And average per week, and this is part time.
Yeah,
is £138.
It's rent.
And if they're full time, so Monday to Friday, that's £263 per week. I'm not gonna lie.
That alone puts me off it. Yeah, we might have to get a premium YouTube account.
serious.
Yeah. Goodness, we all plan on having kids, so if you lot could like, comment and subscribe. Please.
Or we do this. We all have kids around the same time.
And bring them to the pod.
Like a few of us, like 10 of us.
What do you mean?
Yeah, and then we employ
the kids.
One person
to do it.
To watch the 10 kids.
Have a child mind though.
Yeah.
That's a serious setup, bro.
Yeah, and then we maybe pay them what?
What, half the...
What, 2 bills a month each? She's making 2 bags.
That's decent, you know.
She's making 2 bags.
But so where is she taking the kids?
Okay, or we pay her 3 bills... Yeah, like all pair of 3 bills. Yeah. So that's 3 bags, even 4 bills. Yeah. And she provides food.
Yeah.
Yeah. We help her find a space to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Toys, books, and stuff.
So she'll just be the mother. She's just the mother of all of our kids.
Yeah. But that's not a bad idea.
That would be cost effective. And how long did they stay in nursery for?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah. It's all like reception, isn't it?
I have to steal drugs or something.
Yeah, it's hard, man. Having kids is not a joke. Yeah. When they get to that nursery age, that's when a lot of people feel it.
I big up all the parents out there.
Yeah, big up
every single parent that's in there watching this. Yeah.
If you guys here, for £1 million, so hear this now.
Oh, is it sex with finance?
No. So a big Saudi investor has come over.
And he said,
yo, look, I've got this massive opportunity for you.
That sounds nasty.
I've got £1 million for you.
Mm-hmm.
But all you have to do is get in a ring with Francis Ngannou.
For how long?
Yeah. You're not allowed to fight back. You have to stand there with your hands behind your back.
How much? Whoa.
And he's allowed one free hit. And he's going to hit you as hard as he can.
Mm.
Once that bang connects, there's £1 million dropping in your back.
Just straight away. Not even 3 to 5 working days.
Not even. It's
I'll take it.
You're looking deaf. No. I've been watching a lot of his content lately. Was it Garcia or someone was punching him in his stomach? And obviously this boxer is a lightweight.
Yeah.
He's not moving a muscle. And then I saw him do the punching bag thing.
And it went straight to 999.
He basically broke the machine. Even the noise that it made as it hit me, I'm about, I think 10.5 stone, 5'5".
Yeah.
He's absolute, he's just big. He's going to punch me.
He's 8'7".
He's going to punch me and you think I'm going to wake up. That's it.
£4 million. I'm not going to lie.
He's 1,000 stone.
£4 million, I'll take a punch.
No.
You're going to die. Why would you die?
Why would I die?
He's a professional
You wouldn't
athlete.
Even enjoy the money. That money would be spent on repairing you.
You're a vegetable. In a vegetable state, you're dribbling.
Wait,
you're finished.
You can't wipe your own ass.
You have
you're
a capita bag.
You got unscrewed to get your shit out.
But wait.
No, I'm not doing it.
You'll smell.
Will my kids be looked after?
Down your jeans.
Wait, will my kids be looked after?
There'll be no money left in the kids. Because it's all on the treatment.
You got around the clock care.
You're
dribbling and shitting up your jeans.
Wait.
There'll be no holiday.
Will there be generational wealth?
No, not off that. You got one of
so
them.
How much do you
think
my
have
mate?
A pension.
How much do you think my baby?
You got one of them.
I know you don't pay to your pension. No.
I do. The government make you do it naturally.
One of them things that help you up the stairs.
Why do you not think I'm just going to become this mad vegetable?
What if I firm it?
There's no way you're not firm. They've seen the skipping video. They've seen the skipping video. You're not firming that shit. I promise you, you're not.
And you know what's so mad? This is you in Saudi. So they have to fly you back first. So that flight alone is going to be mad.
They're going to have to lay them out across economy seats. Just three of them.
Yeah.
You're dribbling down
the seat. And they're going to have to book six tickets. Nah. Yeah, 6 tickets, yeah. And 3 of those seats is for you. One's for a doctor, a nurse. Yeah.
So you're not doing it?
Nope.
Nope.
A meal.
No,
just take
what,
a one punch.
Go home and watch his content and think about what you just said. And we'll come back next week.
Do you know what's so mad? Yeah, it's not like he's not even a boxer. He's an MMA fighter.
Yeah,
that's madness.
One punch.
Mm. You're not firming it.
I promise you.
You're
not. If it was like someone from like the smaller weight classes, then okay, maybe.
But
Francis, the man's hand is like this.
Even like Mayweather, I'd say fair enough.
Because
Ngannou the power.
The power's mad, Fionn. You could die. It's not worth the money.
And you're going in there just what? Off oxtail and rice. You're done.
Yeah, you're done. There is no amount of training that
can prepare you for that.
You're finished.
No,
he's rocking big boxes. And you
he'll punch you out the ring.
You think you could go in there and clean up?
Or what about, I've seen it a lot on Instagram, those hench people that do all the slapping.
Oh, the UFC slap thing.
No, and they just stand there.
Yeah, and get the box in the face.
Yeah, hands behind their back.
Yeah, no,
that thing's mad.
It's run by
Dana White.
Dana White runs UFC.
Would you do that?
For what?
Nah.
What's the salary?
£250,000.
Nah. Because you don't realise what happens to those.
Have you seen
some of
whatever, but That there seems like a better plan than Francis.
No, but Els, have you seen what happens to some of those
Wait, people? Is it my weight class as well? Or is it?
No.
If it's not my weight class, I'm not on it. I'm not.
Look at
I'm
you
not,
trying to yeah, hide yeah, in your weight class.
But because
I'm a fight in the men's weight class.
What am I doing? What am I doing?
What, is there women? Women as well, women. Me and women. Me and young women. In my weight class. We're similar weight. Me and women.
9-year-old girl, that's good.
9-year-old girl. Look at him trying to hide. Men. No, 30 plus men.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
No, that Slapfest thing is a bit crazy still.
It's chalk on their hand as well.
And a lot of the people that I've seen on there, I've seen some horrific slapdowns to the point.
Some people shake when they hit the ground.
Boy! And then you see them lean forward. Yeah. And then they hold up and their feet are stiff, their hands are stiff.
And these are big grown men, 2,000 pounds.
And you can get disfigured from it, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen some people get disfigured because like the slap's so crazy. It's just made their whole side of their face.
Your brain just like a shaking balloon. Around in the skull.
Nah.
That's mad.
Forget it still.
Very, very mad.
But yes, ears to the streets anyway.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Ben, if you could cue the music.
And Sir Francis and Garney.
That's mad.
I'm taking my chance.
Go look at his Instagram right now.
And we're back. Ear to the streets news. Caroline Woods, victim of serial fraud start, will not receive back from the bank any of the stolen £750,000. Caroline Woods was scammed out of £750,000 by conman Mark Acklam via a series of loans to associate of to an associate of
it
his.
It'll start again. You're mashing this up, man.
Give me a chance. Just give me a chance.
Do you even know what you're saying?
Because I switched off, bro. Trust me, bro. Lock in, bro. Lock
the
in,
thing
bro.
Is, he's trying to speak in a.
What's this thing called? Because I fuck you.
What did he show?
A picture of Tyson Fury.
He could go toe to toe. Sorry.
No, the man's knocked out Tyson Fury. Fury has a shot. Look.
Oh, yeah, now come on.
Let me see.
His knuckle looks like the same size as his head.
You're done, man.
Yeah, you're finished. Yeah, sorry. Caroline Woods was scammed out of £750,000 by conman Mark Alcom via a series of loans to his associate. Barclays Bank have now said that they will not reimburse her for the cost of the lost money. A woman fleeced by a conman has lost the battle for compensation from the high street bank lender. He used this money to spend on holidays and various other things. Cut a long story short because this whole thing's really long. She was duped into taking out a series of loans with this gentleman. She lost £750,000 and they're not running her money back. What are you guys doing in that situation?
There's only one thing to do.
Yeah.
I think there's two different things that you two are.
What are you thinking?
Tallest building.
Okay. You people said that there. What are you doing?
Court.
No, but the bank have already said.
Oh, so I can't even take it.
Well, no, you can go court, but I feel like the bank have more
say.
They've got more money, they've got their own setup. You're probably gonna go in there with what do you call them? Receipt. Them free defenders.
Oh, no, I'm what's it?
Duty solicitor.
Duty solicitor. I probably got about
Give me for free.
20 cases on his hands. Sees you walking and say, "All right, yeah, come, let's go, let's give it a try." Yeah, you're finished.
Those duty solicitors are con. I'll never forget the road. They done me. I confided in her. She told me to confess.
She's
done. I was convicted.
That means she was tired and she wanted to go home.
I was convicted, bro.
But yeah, no, I don't think I could win in court. I don't want to take the other route.
It's got to be tallest building.
No.
I think 750,000 is worth me moving mad in a bank and mashing up the place.
Yeah. Minimum. That's a minimum.
£1,000.
I think it's worth it. If I hopefully, I have a lenient judge when I explain to them why I did what I did and the reason. Like mental health, I'll list the. Because I've lost £750,000.
But do you know what? Maybe it depends how much she has left.
They haven't mentioned that.
If I have millions left, then
Yeah, but if that's it, if that's that. If the 7th/5th is the 7th/5th.
But if I got a scores left, then it's the tallest building.
Scores? You ain't gonna live off
that. Yeah, no. By the evening. By the evening.
Scores. Pack a Benson, you're done.
I'll use that scores. A pen, paper, envelope. I'll write my letters.
Say your goodbyes.
And I'm out.
No, you know, I'm not even gonna.
No, yeah, please. Yeah,
and my last letter, and my last envelope, it will be back to the same. It will be back to the person who robbed me. And I said, you know what? You can keep the change. I mean, what?
Oh, the rest of your money. The last coins.
The last £4.60.
No, I was gonna say it's gonna be. It's gonna be £4.50.
£4.60.
I licked the envelope and sealed it up.
What with the change in there?
It's jingling.
I sent it to the guy who robbed me. You know what? You can keep the change.
That's fucked up.
No, that's messed up.
Oh, I should laugh at that.
Jordan's not well. I hate him, man. I fucking hate him.
Oh, man. Ethnic minorities are being charged more for car quote insurances in the UK, according to a BBC study.
How? How do they know?
So, a study was taken, and basically the BBC checked on various insurance websites. They didn't say which insurance websites, but they put the exact same details for a 30-year-old that drives a Ford Fiesta and is a teacher. Mm-hmm. And they said he lived in various different areas. So the two areas that really stood out were if you lived in Sandwell.
Where's that?
I don't know. Jordan, do you know where? Okay, cool. If you lived in Sandwell, it would be £1,975 to insure that kind of car, whereas if you was a white person, it would be significantly less. And then they checked for what's this other area.
So if you're black, you're finished.
Yeah. If you're black, Asian, Mexican, like yeah, whatever you are, it's bad. And then they checked another area. Doesn't actually say, it's just circled and my geography skills are shit. You can check it online. It was basically close to like £3,000 to insure a Ford Fiesta.
That's mental.
As a 30-year-old man and you're in full-time employment. Whereas, for white counterparts, it was a lot less.
So when I'm getting insurance, I need to say
I'm white. Caucasian.
So you're basically, if you're an ethnic minority and you're trying to insure your car right now, you're fucked. Just say you're white. And should be good.
should be dropped.
To be fair, how would they? Well, they could check it if they.
They do ask.
But that's if they came knocking on your door and asking, "Oh, we're looking for a Mr. Davis."
And I would say, "I'm black British." Black British.
How can you go? I'm black British.
Talking out the side of his mouth as well.
I'm black Brit.
That's a competitive market. That's a competitive market. You know when it goes
go compare. I'm a black Brit.
When it goes to, you know, if other, please specify.
I'm black Brit. What a picture. There's a picture.
Oh, shit. But, if you are an ethnic minority trying to get insurance, you're fucked. Lie. Next piece of news, the Super Bowl streaker. I don't know if you lot saw this though. Basically,
what, Usher's show.
Super Bowl is for American football. It's not Usher's show.
No, Usher.
You just tuned in to see Usher.
No. Wait. Let me just clarify what I'm saying when I say this.
Save yourself, because
you just said the Super Bowl.
Tuning in to watch an oiled man.
Wait. Super Bowl was last performed by who? Usher, right? So when you say Super Bowl streaker, I'm assuming it's going to be the last performance. Or was this another performance from years ago?
No, the Super Bowl streaker, what's that got to do with the performance?
Because I thought it was
just the Super Bowl.
Was it recent?
Yeah, the Super Bowl wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, was it at Usher's performance?
I don't know when he ran across naked.
No, because we know you do old news. That's why I'm trying
okay,
to dig.
Okay, clearly the Super Bowl was in the past, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to
report
on the future.
Is it recent? Is it the last?
Yes, this is the last.
So all right, ladies, please.
So go on then, go on.
Yes, the Super Bowl streaker was at the Las Vegas show, placed a 50,000 bet that there would be someone to run across the pitch. What was it, a pitch? For a thing? Yeah. and won himself $374,000, and he only had to pay a fine of $1,000. So basically, he quits in.
To run across the pitch naked?
Yeah, so basically he bet on, he went to a betting shop, put a bet on himself. Obviously, they wouldn't know he has plans to run across the pitch naked.
Yeah, yeah.
And won himself, yeah, £374,000.
Hats off to him, man.
Yeah, he's now jailed, but...
Oh, he's jailed?
Yeah, how long has he's gone? Jailed, doesn't actually say. But I can't lie, I think that's a sick hustle.
Wait, is he jailed for fraud, or is he jailed for the actual, like, running across the pitch?
It doesn't actually specify. It's just got a mugshot of him. You know,
do you know why that's mad, yeah? Because you're in the crowd now. Because you're gonna get caught, like you're gonna. So
yeah, yeah,
so like wherever caught. Your belongings are,
you're gone. Yeah. Like as a naked man, you're gonna get caught.
Yeah, like you're gonna get, like there's no way out for you.
Yeah.
So like once you've committed to that, you just have to just do it.
Accept it.
And in that picture, he's not even like proper naked. He's got on a leotard.
That's not streak. That's not streaking then, really, is it?
To be fair, he's a bit
podgy, so it's
like he spilling out. Like, he couldn't have got a mad bird either. He like he probably got...
No,
like,
it said like that he paid £1,000.
Less.
I'd sit in for a year.
Yeah, yeah.
For that.
You do, get a year, do 6 months. You'd be out in the
summer.
Well,
no, that's America, so I think you have to do the full thing.
Yeah, but I'll even do the year.
Oh, I only have 375 waiting for me.
What?
Yeah. Your mum would do a year
do,
in the
do you know what? Do you know what
but
a salary...
But the only thing is that American prison, it's no joke.
That's
like,
weird.
Like, you have to make sure that you're, like...
30.
Like, if Super Bowl's coming and I have plans to do that and I could be going to jail, I'm doing a year of training.
In what? Gym
what,
or fighting?
For prison?
Just on Mortal Kombat, on how to disembark a guy that's trying to attack me with a homemade knife. Like I'm
on, it doesn't even make sense. Disembark.
Disembark.
It's going like this.
How can I say I'm ready to just disembark
I'm on,
a man?
I'm on everything, yeah. If a man's trying to stab me, you just disembark him. You know?
I don't think that's the right word, is it?
Yeah, and you reverse it back to him.
It means leave a destination.
It means disarm, isn't it?
Disembark.
If I disembark a man, I'm just going to disembark. I'm just going to disembark, man.
I'm going to disembark.
Yeah, that is the wrong... That's what they use at the coach station, isn't it? Just disembark.
On the last coach. Or the last carriage.
I'm going to train and I'm going to learn
as the platform is short.
I'm going to learn how to disembark. Like, I'm going to put myself through serious... Like, I'm talking like attacks. Like, me versus six.
But what do you mean?
Disembarking everyone.
What do you reckon six men would want to be doing to you?
Could be any, and they could want to hurt me.
In what way?
Could be physically, could be sexually.
No.
Yeah, but I need to make sure that I'm in the prison protecting myself, yeah? So when I come out, I'm spending my money correctly and not on surgery to fix my body parts.
Yeah, you know
what? That's what you'll be spending on your
vegetable.
They'll tear you a new one.
He's got the catheter out.
See,
they will tear you a new one.
The thing is, yeah, when it comes to like six men trying to rob
you're not
up
winning
in prison,
the fight against six.
Because like, have you seen that Shawshank Redemption and that?
Yeah,
the man's fighting with a pole.
Yeah,
because he knows
he's gonna lose.
Six men,
they're gonna battle.
They've got a plan for the rest of his sentence.
Exactly. Because once you get held down and rolled over.
No, but
you're done.
I know.
Because you don't
fact.
Have, because you don't have core.
I will be.
So Phil will be so easy to work. He's got no core.
Oh, cool. Oh.
That means you can't
it's
run
like
over
a blanket.
Oh.
You can't.
Oh no. Rocky! And you know he always got those mad names. J Biggs!
Jay Biggs!
Jay Biggs, no!
Jay!
Phil will be finished!
I said J J-Mix.
Oh, Phil will be finished. You'll be done.
Oh my days. Man said J-Bigs.
You'll be done. You got no call. You'll be finished, bro.
Oh my God.
So that's the kind of training that I would have to do. A million sit-ups every day. J-Bigs. Get that core strong. Oh, and they can't roll me over.
I'm finished.
Oh,
all right, cool. So is that we done with Ears to the Streets?
Yeah, thanks. We'll see you again next week.
All right, cool. So obviously we got a question from a jury member, and she wanted us to read it out. So, what was our first impressions of each other when we first met? Who would like to start off?
I can't remember, Jordan.
Yeah, I can't remember.
For you, I was...
It was Mally, wasn't it?
I just thought this guy's a twat.
Oh, yeah, that was...
I just thought this guy's a fucking idiot.
That was the cricket bag thing, isn't it?
We was going on holiday and you had a cricket bag with holes in it.
Oh.
Like, why would you take a cricket bag? Well, did you know, even that in itself is so Jamaican. Because outside of... Like, Caribbeans just love cricket. So the fact that you have... A cricket bag.
Cricket bag.
To take on holiday.
It weren't a cricket bag.
It didn't even have wheels, I swear.
Did it have
wheels? Yeah,
there was no wheels.
So imagine pulling a cricket bag across cricket Gatwick. Bag.
And you know what's so mad, yeah? Like, the simple fact that it was a bag, like, so that means that the stuff that he packed has no structure.
It's just in there. It's just rolling around.
It was like he went shopping.
Basically, a granny trolley to Malia. Yeah, I just thought he was a twat, if I'm honest.
Oh, man. Oh, right.
Yeah. When I met Phil first, it was at the door of a house party.
Yeah.
And I went to him and I'm like, bro, so like...
What's the plan here?
Yeah, it's like, what's the plan? And he's like, bro, we're going to go in there. It's whatever you want to make it.
Is that what I think?
Yeah. That was a good night.
That's what set the pace, bro.
No, that was a good night.
Yeah, we actually met on the doorstep, still walking in.
Yeah, because it was me, you, and Ish.
Yeah.
Whatever you want
to
make it.
Yeah, I feel like my impression will be different to both of yours because I met you both kind of later.
Yeah.
I'll say with Els first. Like, I was on him still, because he was laughing at man, and he didn't know man, so I was thinking, okay, well, my man thinks that it's that, God, it's not that, if he wants it, what's he really on, kind of thing, because I was watching him sniggering, kind of thing.
And for context, we were sharing a room, so.
Yeah, so, but that's why I was kind of like.
That was even, like, to be fair, us men are kind of snaky for that.
Someone should have switched.
Yeah.
But no one cared.
That's what it
is. Yeah, no one cared.
Like, no one gave a fuck.
No one gave a fuck.
No,
but Jordan gave a fuck. That's why he came up.
Yeah, and used to check in.
Because Jordan, I think Jordan was sitting in his room and thinking, bro, that's a madness.
Them man don't know each other.
It was like Jordan was thinking, Phil don't know Els from Adam.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
So let me go up and just make sure.
Like, I used to sleep in your lot's room.
Yeah, you did.
Just to make sure people calm.
Yeah, that was mad.
That's mad.
I'm thinking about that. That's kind of mad, you know?
Like, we hadn't even met before.
Ishmael didn't come up once.
Yeah. No, only
like,
Jordan.
Yeah, like, no one gave a fuck.
Javan was sleeping in the kitchen.
Yeah,
no one actually gave a fuck still.
And who else was there? Jake was with Ishmael.
Yeah, no one cared.
Yeah, no one
And the thing is, me and Els was literally doing introductions in the room. So, what, you're from what, Norbrian? Norwood. And Jordan's just coming, you guys getting on?
Yeah.
Are you guys getting on?
Is everything good? Right, let's do an exercise.
Icebreaker.
But yeah, no, Els, that was, obviously, I just was on him, but I thought, he's a cool guy. Because I'd known of you because of your clothes business and that he was doing and that. So I kind of knew, I was like, okay, must be on job. So, seems like a cool guy. And I think I was asking you about your business, I think, on the day.
I don't remember.
And then Jordan, obviously we spoke, but that was like the first time I'd met him properly. And obviously, like, I remember meeting Jordan, I was thinking, bro, like, this guy's mad funny. And I was like, I ain't met someone like this before. Like, someone like, you literally go in the room and just make everyone laugh. I was thinking, this guy is mad funny, that to the point where I remember after that night, I said to Ish, I was like, oh, like, what's his snapping? And, like, and Ish was like, what's wrong with you, bro? Like, man just left a motive. Man just left a motive. There's big yard.
You're asking
for Jordan snap. Come on, my brother, man. What's going on here, man? And let me see, I'm laughing off, yeah. And I'm like, no, what's his snap, though? Like, send me his thing. Send me his thing still. Send me his thing. Like, he's mad funny still. He's mad funny. Yeah, like, I thought, yeah, Jordan was just like mad funny. Yeah, that was my impression of him.
To be fair, yeah, minus primary school or whatever, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, did we actually start rolling or going places after youth club?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember there was, I think it's like a similar situation to Fury, yeah. Something was happening and it was mad fucking funny. We was brushing Onyx and we were calling him Rey Mysterio.
What the fuck?
Like, I think someone said something, yeah?
Rey Mysterio.
And he jumped out his chair like that. You see how Rey Mysterio pops out the thing in wrestling? And I think Jordan called him Rey Mysterio. He said, calm down,
like
Rey Mysterio.
Like a Jack in the Box.
Yeah, like, he literally popped up like that and then like sparklers and shit. I'm thinking, bro, no, that's fucking funny.
Yeah, I think
after that, yeah, I was thinking, nah, this is mad funny.
Yeah, that was definitely my first impression. I was thinking, this guy's choked.
Like, you know what's so magic? Back in the day, like, people used to get a slewed, like, I never forget, yeah? Like, you know Adrian? So I went to, I was at Adrian's house one time, like, I was young, like maybe like year five. Yeah, like year five, innit? So obviously, like, he's got bare brothers, innit?
Yeah.
So, I've gone to Adrian's house now, and Adrian's chilling in his brother's room, in Big Rams's room, like, with a few of his bedrooms. So obviously, like, you know, like, every group of bedrooms, yeah, has like a funny friend, yeah, who can slew and cuss and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've got in there now, and they've got like their
bedroom,
yeah,
their version of me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's coming now.
So he's older.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he's mad older than me.
Yeah,
man.
No,
like,
Big Rams is older
like,
than us.
Like 7 years or.
Okay, but he's the funny man of their group.
Yeah, as he's mad funny. So I've gone in now, yeah. And I think he's tried to diss man or something.
Well, and everyone's laughing because that's his role. That's his role.
But then I've slewed
him. Spun it on him.
Like till this day, they speak about the slewage.
What was it that bad?
I slewed him, but it's like after that he hasn't
bothered
to
him.
He's never tried it again. all these years on.
It sees you.
How old are you in? In year five, what, like, you're like...
You're 10. You're 10.
Yeah. So what? Yeah. So
9, 10.
Bro, like, 20 years later, he... Like,
he never tried it. Like, bro, that must have been a mad...
No, but imagine a little boy coming in there dissing you. You're
like,
gonna,
it was mad.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, yeah, like I've always been funny, but then I can slew you funny as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can be nice funny, but then I can be nasty funny too.
Yeah, to the point where everyone's looking at the thing you're not talking about. Yeah. I think, wait, actually, his head shape is shaped like like a helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
Your head shape, like, it actually makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So I slewed him, and I've never, like, ever since then. Like,
he just humbled him.
No, that's funny.
Bro, he knew.
He should have beat you up.
And it's like, we even speak about it now. Yeah. Like, yeah, nah, Jules, bro. Like, remember back in the day?
When you just slewed off, man.
No, I should have just beat you up. That would have been job done.
No, but the thing is, bro, like, he was getting mad. Like, he wanted to fight me.
Oh, yeah, because you slewed him off.
And then I'm like, bro.
He's a little boy. You're a big man.
He's nine. He's a 9 year old.
He's a minor.
He's got a book bag. Look at his book bag.
No.
But do you know what's so imagine? Like, you see that? Like, imagine, like I'm 9, yeah, and you've humbled like a
big man.
Yeah, like a.
That's David and Goliath.
Yeah, he's probably like 15.
Yeah,
that's massive.
But he couldn't chat to him. He could not chat to him.
Yeah, no, that would wind me up still.
Slewed him off. He was done.
Yeah, no, that's game over still. But yeah, like, we're going to dilemma still before we wrap things up.
Right.
And said a big man wanted to punch up Jordan. What are you fucking talking about? What's going on here?
Yeah, no, he's done. Okay, this week's dilemma is, my husband and I work in the same fields, and he's just been headhunted and offered a job at my workplace, and the salary is slightly higher. But here's the problem. I have an avoidant attachment style, and previous relationships I've been in haven't worked because we spent too much time together. I'm really worried. I need you guys' advice on how to deal with this. P.S. Love the pod.
That's difficult.
So just paraphrase it all.
He's got a job, or girlfriend's, is it husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, girlfriend's husband, or sorry, a woman's husband has a job at the same workplace. She don't really like being around her other half Monday to Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday they're together because,
yeah,
together, yeah, like you're not a couple.
Yeah, or so now married. He's got a job at her,
workplace, so they're just 24/7 together now.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know if she wants him to work with her.
Because of previous relationships before, when they've been around each other
so
too much.
So she probably had sex in the office with someone and it's just
left. But shouldn't they speak about that though? Like, I wouldn't want my girl working with me. Would you not actually want your girl working with you though?
I wouldn't mind. But she knows how I am. I might go about my whole day and we won't talk at work. We'll go home together and shit.
I feel like, do you know what's mad? Like,
but that's me.
Before I put my 2 pence in that, like, when I've had girlfriends in the past, yeah, I don't know what it is, but I like having to talk to someone about the office or talk to them about work, and they kind of speak to me from an outside perspective.
Mm.
Whereas the same way when they tell me about their job, it's kind of like they kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like they set the scene for me, and I'm kind of like imagining what things are like for you, and I kind of talk to them and give them like advice, or say, this, oh, one girl was chatting shit to me at work. I'm like, listen, I might tell them, look, calm down, it's calm, don't worry about it. If they're in it with me, I feel like that whole element kind of goes.
Do you reckon that it's an age thing?
Cause what do you mean by age though?
Because I think maybe if I was like late 40s, I wouldn't really care.
And as well as, yeah,
it depends where you're working.
Say like, all right, cool. Say like, I'll use you as an example, Fionn, yeah. Say you're working somewhere, your wife has been headhunted. You know she's been looking to get like a higher salary, because who else don't want a higher salary?
Yeah, everyone does.
Would you stop her from proceeding forward with that? She hasn't been given any other opportunity. You're definitely not giving her no other opportunity.
Don't say you're definitely not.
But yeah, you're not.
No.
And like, are you stopping it? Because that's kind of bad. Alright,
cool. Let me keep it real. If it's my wife and she wants this role, but I feel like we're gonna have to speak about boundaries though.
What's boundaries?
Yeah, what's
you can't have a coffee there.
I
don't want to see you in
No. Do you know what it is? It's more of a thing where like, let's not talk about our personal business for everyone to know. Because the thing is, like, I work in an office where there's people in relationships, innit?
Yeah.
And I see that a lot. People know that, cool, my man's with her, but they have their private life and they have their work life.
Yeah.
That's the kind of boundaries I'd set. Like, make sure that we also have a private life. I don't want everyone knowing our business when we have an argument.
Yeah.
Because I won't be able to have no time off.
So you'd let her proceed with the
interview? I'll let her proceed, but I said, let's make sure we have boundaries, though. Let's keep boundaries.
That's fair enough.
Personal life and work life. Because they're actually two different lives. Everyone has a work life and a personal life.
Yeah.
And I don't want my personal life to start affecting my work life, because there'll be no off button, and it'll be horrible. That's all I'd say. And that's what I'd say to this person. Just make sure there's a nice balance.
I'd be cool with it. I wouldn't really.
What about you, dudes?
Yeah, I think I'd be all right with it. You know?
Yeah,
you wouldn't mind?
I think like, if that's my, because she said husband, so I think like, if we're husband and wife, then I feel like we're gone past the stage now where, like, we live together, innit? Like, yeah. I feel like we're gone past the stage where she's annoying.
Like, yeah.
Like, she probably is annoying, yeah. but it's whatever, innit?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know, yeah.
Yeah, like that's us, innit, I guess. So we just got to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, same. Honest.
And if she's on more money in that as well, then, you know.
Yeah, I would never want to take money out of my wife's pocket, because that's mental.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, see, now you're making me. It's all right, cool.
Yeah, you're moving.
Yeah,
you're moving mad. Still.
You don't want to take money out your wife's pocket, but. Yeah, you don't want to take money out of her pocket, but just have boundaries. That's what I'd say. Yeah.
All right, then. That's well, it, man. Yeah, please take our advice. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Yes.
Your interactions and engagement does go a long way, so please don't stop doing that. Don't forget to follow us on all the socials, on the TikTok, the Instagram, and on X. It's called X now, isn't it?
Yeah, X, but no one calls it that.
Yeah. But yeah, big shout out to the jury members. This has been the Coppo Show, otherwise known as the, no, sorry, formerly known as the Court of Public Opinion. Big Geordie Jaws, General Jaws, the one and only Jaws, Big Juicy J, the Cinnamon Bun Lover, joined today here by my Shakus.
L's aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear, the one you will come to see, man.
Until next time, people.
Peace.